Aminu Dantata, Nigerian billionaire buried in Saudi Arabia, date modified colon 2025-07-01T1736:40.209Z, description colon an uncle of Africa Euro trademark S richest man, Dantata left behind 21 children and 121 grandchildren, dot. One of Nigeria's richest men buried in Saudi Arabia, 2 hours ago, save, Mansur Abubakar BBC News, Abuja, save, Jibril Barah. Dantata started business in his teens, trading in kola nuts and ground nuts. One of Nigeria's wealthiest businessmen, Aminu Dantata, has been buried in Saudi Arabia after he died on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates. Business mogul Dantata, 94, an uncle of Africa's richest man Aliko Dangote, leaves 3 wives, 21 children, and 121 grandchildren. His body was transferred from Abu Dhabi, where he died, to the holy city of Medina after Saudi authorities approved his burial in their country. Top officials from the Nigerian government took part in the funeral prayers at the Holy Prophet Mosque before his interment at the Al-Baqi Cemetery. It was his wish to be buried in a city he adored and where Islam's Prophet Muhammad lived and died. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu described Dantata's death as a monumental national loss in a statement. He said Dantata had made sterling contributions to Nigeria's growth and development through decades of enterprise, service, and philanthropy. He was known across Nigeria for his philanthropic activities. Last year, he donated 1.5 billion naira, $972,000, £710,000, to victims of the devastating floods in northeastern Borno state. His business interests cut across agriculture, real estate, construction, and manufacturing. He first made his name in agriculture, starting trading kola nuts and ground nuts in the 1940s. He came from a business family. His father Al-Hassan Dantata was once considered to be the richest man in West Africa. Despite his riches, Dantata lived in one of the poorest areas of the northern city of Kano, like his parents before him. His influence was also felt in politics, with politicians eager to seek his blessings before elections. A video of President Tinubu bowing to greet him before the 2023 elections went viral on social media. A special prayer was held for him in Kano, where he lived all his life. Dantata studied Islamic education, before going to a secondary school built by his father in Kano. In our family, a child starts learning how to earn money from as early as 5, 6, or 7 years old, he said in one of his most popular interviews, with Trust TV last year. Our father would tell us, you see how people bring ground nuts on donkeys and in sacks, you should also know how to start earning money. During school breaks, our father would use the time to teach us how to do business, he said. He began venturing fully into business at 17, taking over from his brother Amadou Dantata as head of the business his father established in Baichi in the 1950s. More about Nigeria from the BBC. Nigeria's major tax overhaul explained what is behind the wave of killings in central Nigeria. Culture and color come out in praise of a Nigerian king. Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, focus on Africa. This is Africa, Nigeria, Africa.